Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Hello, everybody. This is Star,
Pastor Dab,
and Quentin.
And we are
ready to win.
And we're so excited to be live with you guys today. We have not ever been able to do this before, all three of us on the air and live at the same time. So we're just so
excited. In the home studio.
In the home studio, yes. So we're so excited to be able to do that today. And we just invite for all of you guys who are listening out there over the radio station, listening by air, to go ahead and zoom on over to YouTube, Facebook, so that you can watch us live if you like to do so. We're excited. We had a great show planned for you. We're going to talk about a lot of great things. And like we do every single week, we start our program off with inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So go ahead and take it away. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Well, thank you,
Keel and Star, and it's just such an opportunity, a great opportunity to be here one more day, and I just give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. You know, we can't do anything without God, and so we have to always seek Him first in everything that we do and everything that we say. So I think it's such a good thing that you do have this little time of inspiration before you start your show. It just kind of helps to set the atmosphere, and so today, our scripture is going to be coming from 1 John, 1st chapter, 5th verse through the 9th. And it's talking about walking in the light.
All right.
Okay, so it says, this is the message we have heard from Him and declared to you. God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all.
Okay.
If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word has no place in our lives. And so today we just want to talk about walking in the light. You know, we can get a lot more accomplished when we are walking and talking with the Lord Jesus Christ instead of being in darkness. So you're either walking in the light or you're walking in darkness. And when you're walking in the light, you're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you're walking in darkness, well, you're walking with Satan. So, you know, you have to know who are you going to serve today, and how is your walk going to be? And you know, when you have light, you can get more things accomplished versus walking in the dark. So I know that Jesus answered in John 14:6, He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have to know and come to Jesus Christ in order to get to the Father. And we thank God today because we thank Him for eternal life. And we thank Him that He's given us life. And we thank God for giving us life and life more abundantly. So just walking in the light is basically what we want to do. Knowing the truth, living the truth, and abiding by the truth. And I think we can be a good service to people when we are walking by the truth and the principles of God versus walking in darkness, because in darkness there's doubt and deceit. But when you're walking in the truth, you have, you know, so much more to give and offer a person, you know, and people can trust you because you're operating by God's word and you're walking in the truth. So I guess that's all I want to say today is that stay in the light.
All right.
Yes. Stay connected to the light, be in the light, and walk by the light, walk in the light.
And be a light.
And be a light, yes. A lighthouse that sits
for somebody else.
Up on a hill, yes. a city that sits upon a hill, the lighthouse. We want to be a lighthouse to God's people so that when those who are lost can see the light and come out of darkness and into the marvelous light. So we thank God for another opportunity, and we hope that something might be said or done on this broadcast that will help you stay connected, get some resources that might help you or your family members or somebody else in your life that you know, as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
All right.
Love you.
And we do love you too, Pastor Dab. This is our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab.
Yes,
you guys.
Walking in the light.
Make sure that you follow her on Facebook under Pastor Dab, PASTORDAB. And
yes,
also she has a YouTube channel, Pastor Dab, and she puts a lot of inspirational messages out as well on her YouTube channel. So make sure that you follow her over there and all of her pages. And we're thankful for that word. We love to start our show off every week with a word of inspiration from Pastor Dab. And she always gives us a fresh word, whatever the Lord has deposited into her heart. So I love this word this week, walking in the light. And it's so true that we do want to walk in the light, and we do want to be a light to others.
Right.
And that's what we hope that our lives can be, is a light to others. And, you know, and she talked about the light bringing about truth and not doubt and not help making people perish. But by you being the light to somebody else, you're bringing truth into their life and leading them down the right path. I think that's so key, because a lot of times the people will come into your life and they don't have good intentions for you, and they'll lead you totally off course. And so when you're walking in the light does help you stay on track. How many of you guys out there ever feel like you get off track? And, you know, we often get off track, but the light helps you to stay on track. And if you ever want to know, what do I need to do to get back on track? It just means that you need to get back in that word and figure out what God is saying in his word. Because when you're walking in the light, your life is going to line up with the word of God. And so I love that. And I thank you for that word.
Amen.
You want to say anything about walking in the light?
You know, sometimes it's just a matter of being truthful to yourself and leading yourself. And people are always watching. And especially, you know, if you claim to be the light. You know, if you claim to be the light.
Yes.
People want to know, you know, are you shining? And they'll be watching, and people will, you'll have an impact on people based on how genuine you are, because that's something that's rare nowadays, is to find genuineness. So people will see how do you walk that line, you know, how often do you stray from it, how do you come from it, you know. We are human beings, but people want to know, are you genuine in your walk? Whether you make mistakes or not, they want to know, are you sincere? Or are you just, you know, going through the motions? And so in order to be the light, sometimes it is best, it starts with, you know, being honest with yourself. You know, and if you can tell yourself the truth, then the truth will be known.
Truth will do what? Set you free. so true. So I love that, being genuine and not letting people take you out of character. You know, people will try to take you out of character when you are the light, and the light is shining all around you. People will do their very best to try to take you out of character. So make sure that you continue to be the light and continue to let God use you to be a blessing on this earth to other people.
Yeah, and the reason they try to take you out of character is because they're in the dark a lot of times. So that light exposes them, you know, and it brings forth the truth about what's going on. So they can either pull you into the darkness, or you can either draw them to the light. So, you know.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So true. All righty, guys. Well, don't forget to follow Pastor Dab on her social medias, Facebook,
God be the glory,
and YouTube. And we love you. Love you,
mommy.
And we're going to hear more from her. She's going to be chiming in throughout the conversation today, and chiming in on everything that we're talking about, because we're ready to win, you guys. We come on the air every single Saturday from 12 to 1, and we're helping families and children with special needs, and we're helping them win. You know, God has blessed us, our family, with a beautiful gigantic. I was going to say little boy, but he's so big now. A beautiful, gigantic young man. And he's a whole 11 years old, Mr. Gabriel. And he has changed all of our lives for the better. And so I just love that we can come together and share all the wonderful things that God has done in our lives by way of Gabriel. And so, and that's why we're all here today.
Yes.
Everybody's here to give you something that God has given them through our journey. And so you just heard from Pastor Dab, and I know Quentin has a lot of great words of wisdom that he's going to give us in a little bit as well. But before we go into that, we want to talk about what's going on in the world. We are so saddened to hear about all of the devastation that happened to our neighbors not so far away from us, right in Panama City Beach, right up by Destin. I mean, it's just like a total disaster there. It's horrible. And we're just so saddened to hear about all of the homes that were lost. I mean, we're watching our friends and our family send emails and talk about their houses and their power. And I mean, every time I click on Facebook, I can't get away from it. And so I'm just praying for all those families out there that are in the middle of this devastation. And you guys, it just makes us take heed and take this hurricane season more seriously. We live in Florida. We're right in the middle of where hurricanes hit, so we have to take heed and be ready. We have to be ready.
Prepared.
Yeah, we have to be prepared. Hurricane preparedness. We got to be prepared for this devastation. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you can be prepared and some of the things that we've done to get prepared. So, you want to talk about what you've done for the family?
Hurricane-wise? There's just various things you can do. I'm always trying to be prepared for various situations. But specifically for the hurricane, I mean, it's more, I would say Pastor Dale did a lot of preparation by getting water. You always want to have water in the house. Canned goods are good to have. Also, it's good to have, light, extra lights, things like that, most likely it's going to be a power outage. So there's things like you can consider getting like a generators, backup generators. I have like a little mini generator to supply power. Those things are important, stuff like that.
Awesome. You want to show them the little backup generator that you have? Because we're live, so they can see that. And then we're going to also...
A little generator. It provides power.
It's really little.
12 volts, USB. It's good to have cell phones. That might be the only way to
charge it.
And
how much does something like that cost?
This particular model was $300.
Let me see how heavy it is. Oh, it's not heavy at all. We had another one before. I kind of fried it, but I'll take full responsibility. I didn't know what I was doing, and I kind of connected it to the battery and the red and the black. I got something must have went wrong, and it was like melting. And then I seen some smoke, and I don't know what happened. So anyway, but this, you guys, if you're watching live, you can see that this is a little generator.
Nice. Yeah.
And it costs $300, but this little $300 generator has two USB connections. It has, you can plug a 110 volt in there to 200 watts. And this is a nice little gadget here, guys. Right. It's all about the gadgets, okay? So if you're watching live, you can actually see. But this is something that I would definitely recommend whenever we have any power outages with Gabe. He, goes a little bananas. He does not like that at all.
He doesn't like to be in the dark.
He doesn't like to be in the dark. Praise the Lord. He likes the light. And so
100%, it stays at 100%. It stays charged for a very, very long time once you charge it up.
Okay, that's awesome.
So it's always ready.
I like it because it's lightweight.
The other one we had was really
quite
big.
Heavy.
Yeah. So this is so very nice. So make sure that you guys have just a few things so you can have some type of preparedness in your home. We have lots of lights. I know Quentin bought mommy a lantern this week. He surprised her with that because she's like, my mom freaks out about not having water. And so we'll show you a picture of our water supply. She always calculates it. If there's 24 bottles of water in a pack, that means We often have 6 bottles a day, and if we have 10 cases, that means we can last 10 days. So she's got it all mapped out. But
a case a day.
Yeah, so you guys have some type of plan in place specifically, especially if you're here in Florida, because there's so many hurricanes coming through, and we just don't never know when it could hit us.
Right, and I'm just going to jump in right there and say that, because this is the hurricane place, really, that, you know, we're close to the hurricane season. Sometimes we get so comfortable because and familiar with them, because they know the hurricane season starts at a certain time and ends at a certain time of the night. Sometimes we think we're obsolete or not obsolete, but we think it's not going to hit us.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it can. And as the result of it, you know, if we don't make the move at the right time, then we can get stuck in the storm. And then, you know, there's circumstances, consequences, different things happen when you don't make the move at the right time.
Right.
So we really encourage you to, when you get those warnings, to take heed. And really, especially if you have a special needs child or a senior citizen member in your household that you know who's going to need
medical attention.
You need to try to get out early when they start talking about evacuation. You know, don't think it can't happen to me.
It can.
Because
it happen
was
to anybody.
Once again, that it can and it does and happen.
You know, we've been in Florida for almost 20 years by way of Kansas, and I know that I never even thought a hurricane would even come close to Jacksonville, or, you know, you hear about it, but it's not something that ever really happened. And I guess it's out of the 20 years that we've been here, over the past 3 years, it's like these hurricanes are getting closer and closer to home, guys. Yeah. And the thing that you're seeing is they're hitting. You know, people would say, oh, it's not going to do nothing. I mean, people would never even leave before. 10 years ago, a hurricane, it was just like, oh, they'd just lap it off. There would still be plenty of water in the grocery store. Now people are like, the water's gone. I mean, everything. So just make sure, you know, I think that's really important that you take heed. And then I know that we have our RV ready to go right now. If we had to get up out of here, we can get up in that bad boy. It's service. Thank you, Clinton. It's gassed up on
Thank
full.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. And we can get up out of here and get on the road. So, you know, that, I
think our thinking is different, too, when you have special needs family members. I think you think differently when you're young or single, or if you're married and no kids or whatever. You just think you can just wing it. But when you have a child or a family member that has a need, a special need, that things need to be addressed, then you look at things differently because of where you're at in your life and, you know, and the disability, I guess not disability, but it's a disability that they might have that's going to make you be more conscientious of evacuating sooner than later.
Right. It's going to make you make some different choices. And I know that's what it has done for us. We think about everything differently now. I'm like, you know, before, you know, I can say that on 100%. I think about everything differently now that I have a child with special needs. Now that I have a child, period, but then having a child with special needs, I'm like, you know, before I might have lived paycheck to paycheck. Now I'm like, hold on a second. I can't spend every dollar I got because this one right here, he's going to want this, you know. And so it makes you be prepared. Glasses cost $500. This costs, you know, everything costs so much money. So it's all about being prepared. And I think that's the key. Being prepared and making sure that we can give our children what they need, you know. So that's really key.
You said it earlier, and I think you know, you made a statement, stuff happens. And said stuff happens. And you may not, we all can think of a time when we were just happy-go-lucky and just taking everything for granted. But if you have enough things happen
in your life, you should.
You know, eventually you start preparing for situations to come up, because, you know, we all have rainy days, hurricanes, and hurricanes is no respecter of person. So don't assume that nothing can happen to you. You know, sometimes what it seems to happen is it's over there.
Right. Yeah.
And then it gets, then it's like, oh, it's over there. And then it's like, it's over here. Wait a minute, this is real.
Uh-huh.
You know? So it is real. Yeah. You know, yeah. So you know, don't let it happen directly to you mm-hmm. before you are prepared. So always be prepared, especially if you have a loved one with special needs, because
right.
there's a preparation that has to be made, and we can't afford to not have those things. The good thing, like a machine like that can help out. You know, it can power a CPAP machine, or you know, some people depend on electronics mm-hmm. Very, very, very much. So if the power goes out, you know, that shouldn't be the end all be all. It's always good to have a backup plan.
That's right.
That's good. That's yeah. so good.
You never know when that hurricane is going to take a turn.
Yeah.
I mean, the forecast, the weatherman can tell you so much, but, you know, they can't control that human, you know, they can't control nature, right. that Mother Nature, you know, and nobody can control that but God. So, you know, that hurricane come out, it can turn.
Right.
You think it's going away from you, and then the next thing you know, it's going to turn and went. Yeah, went out to sea and came back.
That happened
up.
To us before when yeah. we were running from the hurricane last year. And if you want to see that video, it'll be linked in the description. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we were running from the hurricane, yeah. and it went one way, and we were thinking, oh, we're going the opposite way. That doggone hurricane turned, and it was coming and waving right towards us, and everybody started leaving and evacuating, and we did too. Yeah. So. That was a road trip,
yeah.
you know. But you guys, we're enjoying the journey, and we hope and pray that you guys are enjoying your journey, and that you are learning something from our journey. And that's exactly that's why we do what we do. That's why
right.
we are up and we're recording live for you guys, so we can make sure that we give you the information that can mm-hmm. help you along your journey. So I know that Hurricane Michael. That's a huge, huge, huge topic. It's all over the news right now. And the other thing that's all over the news is voting. And I don't know if you guys, I don't know if it's too late to get registered to vote, but I know people are out and trying to encourage people to get registered to vote. And we totally believe in the awesome power of being able to vote, being able to choose. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an awesome awesome opportunity to be yeah. able to have.
It's our right and privilege.
Yes, yeah, the right and privilege to be able to vote. And so how awesome is that? Mm-hmm. And so we definitely encourage you guys to get registered to vote and to vote. A lot of people complain about everything, but they don't ever take the time to go and cast their vote.
Mm-hmm.
And even when, you know, I mean, Gabriel can't talk quite yet, you know, but when he goes and he stands right by his mommy when we go mm-hmm. vote. I got so many pictures of us, and they always give him a little sticker. And so we go vote all the time. Anytime right. that we have an opportunity, we really try to find out what are these different amendments? How are mm-hmm. they going to affect our life by having a child with special needs? Because a lot of these laws and stuff that are being passed, they're affected. They affect different families differently. If you see something that's going to affect the population of families and children with special needs, then you might want to go vote, because that could be a game changer for
yes.
you. And so it's very important to go vote. And you know, speaking of voting, I know I asked the question, and a lot of people ask the question, can our adults that are over 18 that have special needs, can they go vote? And I know we've looked up answers here, and it's really touchy and sticky, because it depends on the state that you live in, and it depends on a bunch of different things, mm-hmm. guardianship-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found several different answers, and we'll give you our answers that we found, but we also encourage you to go do some research yourself, depending on the state that you're in. And so who wants to go and talk about the answer that they...
It just depends on the difference from state to state. I mean, mm-hmm. there's several answers, so it really depends on the state that you're in.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the state that
right.
you're in.
Right.
And it also depends on...
It depends on that guardianship. Mm-hmm. If you have a special needs child, one of the things is if you have partial guardianship, or if you have full guardianship, that's going to be a determining factor on how they look at your loved ones sometimes. Because then if you have partial, that just means that, you know, you might just be there to assist them with housing, or, you know, help them budget their money.
Mm-hmm.
And versus... if you have a full guardianship, that means to mean other things.
Right.
So, you know, you just have to make sure you just go by the laws, you know, because sometimes they will try to determine if you are competent. And but there's no competency test that one has to take for, if you wasn't a special needs person. So, you know, a lot of times you just have to, like I say, go by your state laws.
That's right.
And it's different from state to state.
And I know one of our friends that with the guardianship, it says they ask you, do you want them to be able to vote?
Right.
And they ask you that specifically. Mm-hmm. And you get to say yes or no. And this is with the guardianship. So if you have adults that you have guardianship over and
right.
they are, you did check yes, that they are able to vote, then mm-hmm. definitely go out and take them and,
yes.
and let them make a choice and let them see the advertisements and explain to them what laws and bills are being passed and what this means for everybody, and then we can all make the right choices that are going to be the best for our community and to be the best to help our families and children, especially with living with special needs. So I just think that's so key. And we love the fact that we can, that we have an opportunity, a privilege, and a right to
right.
be able to vote. You know,
I think that's key. And then also, they have made it convenient. You don't even have to leave your home. You can vote, do a early voting, fill out their early voting registration, and you can vote right from home and put it in the, drop it in the mail,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, and I've read some
actually,
places
exactly.
they have
mm-hmm.
places you can just go right to an allocated place and you don't have to get out of the car or anything. And you can sign, you know, you can do your voting. And then also, depending on whatever state you're in. And then also if you need assistance, they have somebody there to assist you and you know, you tell them what you want to vote for, and they assist you in
mm-hmm.
doing your voting if
right.
you do have a special need.
Right.
So they do try to make it accommodating for those that do have special
mm-hmm.
needs when you don't really have to leave your home. You just
or your car. So that's
or your
cool.
car. So, you
yeah.
know.
So there's things out there to help us, guys. So make sure
there.
You look and find out what those resources are that are going to be available for you, whatever you might need.
Right.
We're going to come right back after this commercial break. We thank you guys so much for watching out there. Hi! And we thank you for listening. And you're listening to Ready to Win. We come on the air every Saturday from 12 to 1. And we're helping families and children with special needs. So thank you guys so much. And we'll be right back after the break.
I'm ready to win.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Saudi Arabia has at last acknowledged the death of a dissident journalist. Here's correspondent Mike Grazia.
The announcement by the Saudi state-run news agency ends all doubt about the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudi news agency quotes prosecutors as saying Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, in a fight. Khashoggi was last seen entering the Saudi consulate on October 2nd. President Donald Trump originally demurred when asked if he thought Khashoggi had been harmed in the consulate, but on Thursday, Trump told reporters it certainly looked like Khashoggi was dead. Turkey has been investigating, and there are reports in Turkey of an audio recording of Khashoggi's killing. I'm Mike Gracia.
Even as this scene developed in a town on the border of Guatemala and Mexico yesterday, President Trump accusing Democrats of wanting to see that huge caravan of illegals from Central America flood into the U.S. as well as Mexico. He made his view of the Democrats clear last night at a campaign rally in Mesa, Arizona.
Let's get these people out of there. There's something wrong. They're cuckoo. The Democrats don't care that a flood of illegal immigration is going to totally bankrupt our country.
The president said goodbye this week to his White House counsel. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Wednesday was Don McGahn's last day in the Trump administration. During the president's first 2 years in office, McGahn played a pivotal role in the president's remaking of the federal judiciary with young conservative judges. He also successfully navigated the Supreme Court nominations of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The price you're likely to pay to heat your home with oil or to drive your car, for that matter, crept up just a bit on Friday. Benchmark U.S. crude up by 0.7% of its value at $69.12 a barrel. In New York trading, heating oil inched up to about $2.30 a gallon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For your Saturday afternoon, one more warm day, mostly sunny, high 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of some scattered showers, low 63. Sunday will be sunny, breezy, and cooler, high 72. Sunday night, mostly clear, rather cool, low 50. Monday, partly sunny, the high 75. Tuesday, the clouds return with a chance of scattered showers, high 77.
Cause I'm ready to win.
Well, that way we know they come in that way. That's how I want to come in.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you guys get to see how crazy we really are. All right. So
welcome back.
Welcome back to Ready to Win. If this is your first time listener, if you're just tuning in, I'm Star.
I'm Pastor Dab.
And I'm Quentin.
All right, and we do this show every Saturday from 12 to 1, and we're helping families and children with special needs. And yes, we're just excited to be here, you guys. We are a family of an awesome young man, Mr. Gabriel,
yes,
and he's changed our lives, you guys. He's brought out so much in all of us. We all have such an awesome testimony of just how Gabe has changed our life, and that's actually how we're all here together. So today I'm so excited because this is like our very first time that we're going to be like highlighting Mr. Quentin Fields and his positive over negative.
All right.
I'm so excited, you guys, because God has just done something amazing,
yes,
through him, and we're excited about every week highlighting a part of his journey. And being able to share what the Lord has given him, mm-hmm, his positive over negative. And he's going to talk to you guys about that. And we're just excited to see what you've got to share with us today. So take it away.
Well, you know, positive over negative is just something I started because I felt like there was so much negativity, mm-hmm, just so much negativity, mm-hmm, in the world. I wanted to create a positive, mm-hmm, where I can give, you know, inspiration to people. And sometimes, you know, I believe that people have everything they need within them. And sometimes they just need the correct word. And that word can unlock everything that's in that individual. So God gives me hundreds of thousands of quotes. And I just basically share them. And today I want to expound on something that God gave me. And basically it's, in order to go great distances, you must first go short distances that seem great at first. I say that again. Mm-hmm. In order to go great distances, you must first go short distances that seem great at first. We only operate on a small percentage of our potential. We were made to go great distances. We were made to soar with wings like the ego, but often time we use small duckling wings. So it's about the mindset, you know, and a lot of it has to do with, it's not that we're not capable, but lots of times our mind is, we limit ourselves in our thinking. Mm-hmm. We limit ourselves in our thinking, and the goal is to go great distances. So, just as using an example, one person may walk a block, and that block may seem like 30 miles. You know, it might seem like 30 miles, and then some person may go 30 miles. So, one person walks one block, the other person walks 30 miles, and the person who walks one block is more than capable of doing more than one block, okay? But they must first walk that block, and that block may seem like a big deal. That block looks like a big deal. If you don't walk at all, and you walk one block, you begin to walk one block, when you get to about a half a block, you're gonna be like, oh man, I just walked a half a block. Should I turn around and go back? Because I'm not used to, you know, I'm used to just, you know, being inactive. I wanted to turn around and go back, but sometimes you just stick it through, and you become used to doing one block because the body is made to walk way further than a block. But if you don't walk one block is a big deal. And then, you know, you stay consistent, you be faithful. Faithful, which means you return to do that over and over again. And one block is no longer a big deal because you used to walk in one block. You say, you know what? I think I can do two blocks. I think I can do two blocks. And you begin to do two blocks. And eventually, you get up to 30 miles, but you can look back and say to a time where you wasn't even doing one block, and that one block felt like 30 miles. So the thing is, we are capable of great things. And whatever the goal is, you must begin the journey. So that's for all of us who have the same goal every single year. If you have the same goal every single year, that means that you need to walk those blocks, okay? So that we won't have the same goal, because there are many different goals to achieve to get to our potential. So if we, most people have the same goal to lose weight every single year, lose weight. So if we stay losing weight, that means that we haven't defeated that one goal to move on to the next goal, because that's just one goal in the bigger scheme of things. That's just one particular goal. So we do that. We get on the other side of it. Then we can then help other people with that. Mm-hmm. And then we move on to the next thing. And we go to another level. So it's about going to other levels and reaching our potential. And it begins with the mind. That's why in the word it says, you can't put new wine in old leather baskets. So if you, in old leather bags, you know, is what it's saying, wineskins, leather bags.
Right.
So the new wine and the old wineskin, cannot contain the new wine. Okay. But we have to realize that there's new wine opportunities and things like that. They're all around us. And if we have an old mindset, then we won't be able to contain the new.
That's right. That's
good. We won't be able to take advantage of the new with the old mindset. So we have to constantly be adapting, changing. Can you imagine this? Everyone knows somebody who they may have not seen them in 10 years, but within 10 years, you look at the person and you see the same person. It might be us. We might look at ourselves and say, you know what? Do a self-assessment. I haven't changed in 10 years. That's not a good thing. Because we always want to be progressing. You know, we should always be challenging ourselves to learn something new so that we're not the same person. We have to be able to look back on our lives and see our progress, how we went from where we were to where we are now. And we should be able to look back and think about ourselves maybe 5 or 10 years ago and say, thank God I don't still think the same way that I did. And then a lot of us can look back on our lives and say, I've made progress from that time back then until now. Right. You know, I know I can do that. I can look back and say, I'm glad I don't think the same way I thought 10 years ago. I'm glad I've advanced in my thinking, because if I had I not advanced in my thinking, then I would not be able to contain the new wine that's coming.
Right.
And the new wine is definitely, that's what you have to know. As sure as the sun rises, there will be new mercies, new opportunities, new wine. It's coming, but we have to be prepared, because time and chance happen to them all. There will be another chance. He's a God of another chance. So there will be new opportunities coming. But what are we doing in preparation for the opportunities? How are we growing ourselves? So it's about anti-stagnation, basically, and progressing. progressing. That's what we want to do. We always want to be progressing, and we don't want to be the same person we were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. We always want to be learning something new. We always want to be expanding our mind, challenging ourselves, and growing. Because you can't put new wine. We all want, I think we all can agree that we want that new wine. We want those new opportunities. We want to grow. We want to succeed. Sometimes people get sad and depressed because they don't see their progress. Okay? But his mercies are new every morning. We just have to be, it's something that we have to do on our part as far as preparing ourselves and allowing ourselves to grow. So, in order to go great distances, you must first go short distances that seem great at first. So, the short distances, they seem great at a time, but you have to tell yourself, that's a short distance. That's really a short distance. And God's not a respecter of person. So, if this person can go 30 miles, surely I can do one block. Okay? The only difference between the person that does 30 miles and the person that does one block is the mindset. Mm-hmm. Both are capable of doing 30, 40, 50, or 60 miles when they operate on like 5% of our potential. Both are capable, but the difference is the mindset. One saw the opportunity mm-hmm. and made a choice. Okay, and then sometimes people will look at somebody that they consider to be successful and they'll become jealous, envious, they'll become sad in their position. But the only difference is that person made a choice. And instead of becoming jealous of that person, it's best for us to realize that those same choices are available to us because time and chance happen to them all.
All right. And you just heard it yourself right here on Ready to Win.
Yes.
This is the wisdom of Mr. Quentin Fields from Positive Over Negative. You guys check his Facebook page out. He has over 100 and something thousand. How many people are on your page?
Close to 150,000 right now.
Close to 150,000 people all across the country are getting this awesome wisdom. And we're just so thankful to the Lord that he's here. He's back from out to sea and back home with the family. And just able to pour this wisdom out into us, the family, and then out into the airways and be a blessing to all of you guys out there that are hearing it. And so I love what he said. I didn't know what one of his quotes that he was going to pull from for the show today. But I love that quote. In order to go great distances, you must first go short distances that seem great. Mm-hmm. And I think that's awesome because it truly shows you that everybody has to start somewhere.
Right.
You know, and I think the hardest part for anybody, hardest part is just simply the getting started. You know, mm-hmm. that's the hardest part because a lot of times we will talk ourselves right out of it or compare mm-hmm. ourselves to other people or try to find the right time, the right everything, try to make everything perfect before we start. Right. But the hardest part is really, really getting started and getting out of your own head to know that mm-hmm. you can do it. Because sometimes you're looking at the person that's doing the 30 miles and you never realize, guess what? That person might not have started with 130 miles. They started with just one block, just like mm-hmm. I need to start with. But all we see is them doing the 30 miles. And so we get intimidated. And it will keep you from getting started. So mm-hmm. I encourage anybody that's out there that wants to start anything, break it down into bite-sized pieces and know that you can do it. You have everything that you need on the inside of you to get started. So we always say there's two rules. Number one, get started. Number two is what? Who remembers?
Don't quit.
That's it. That's the key to success. Mm-hmm. Get started and don't quit. So I love that. Get started, go great distances so that you mm-hmm. can do something great. Be right. something great. God wants us to do it. God wants us to be great, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that word. Too. That's a great word.
That is. Good word. Keep walking in the light.
Walking in the light. Mm-hmm. And keep on going great.
And that same word is attached to another scripture that talks about be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Oh, yeah.
The going from the 1 mile to the 30 miles, there's a, mm-hmm. that's a transformation taking place, but the transformation is, we always focus on the body, but it's the transformation is in the mind. Mm-hmm. Because if you believe you can go 30 miles, you will go 30 miles. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, I'm saying 30 miles, but it's the same, you know, it says, you say, so this might move from here or there. It talks about that's dealing with the mind. You know, faith deals with the mind. The intimidation and it's that is just something that comes and say you can't do that. Mm-hmm. But if this person can do it, surely you can do it.
Right.
You know, if this person can do it, you can do it. It's, mm-hmm. it's, it begins in the mind.
Right.
And then the mind. Lots of times we know we're supposed to do stuff because the reason why I know that is because we make declarations. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And that is us knowing that we should be doing something. So we right. make declarations. But another saying that I have is, it's better to do something and tell people how you did it than to say you're going to do something and never do it. Mm-hmm. So no more empty declarations. If you do something and you approach that goal, understand this. Once you reach that goal and you actually do it, you now have something to offer someone else.
Right.
So after you do it, it's better to tell them how you did it. Most of the time, people want to know that you give them the hope when they see that you've done it. Mm-hmm. Lots of times, you don't even have to say anything to anyone. Lots of times, we go around telling people what we're going to do because we want their approval. Well, we don't need anyone's approval. We're already approved. We just have to begin the journey. Mm-hmm. And stay on the journey. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, don't quit. And once we accomplish the goal, we now have a testimony. We have something to offer. And then we can share the journey. And then it gives people hope that they can do it as well.
That's right. So true. So true.
Right. Accountability and responsibility.
Yeah.
But we have to be those things, first of all, to ourselves.
Right. And I you know, YouTube, which is one of my favorite things. I don't watch TV hardly at all. And YouTube, guys, which is where you're hopefully watching this at right now, is full of stories of people that are not talking about what they are going to do, but they're usually telling you how to do this, how to do that. You know, they're showing you, this is what I've done, mm-hmm. and you can do it too. And I mean, I can tell you guys, here's somebody that don't even know how to sew. I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it too. I'm let me go buy me some hair off of, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sewing a wig. And I never, ever sewed before in my life. If Quentin would have asked me to sew a button on his uniform, I would have been like, he always had to ask mommy. Because I didn't know how to sew. but I know how to follow directions. No more empty declarations. I love that.
I do too.
That's so key. You know, no more empty declarations. It's not about what you want to do. You do it. And then mm-hmm. let's show the world what we've done. You know, let's give them something to talk about. And it's not about what we're going to do. We're doing it. And then we'll come back and give you the how to. Okay. Right. So that's exciting. I get so excited when I talk about overcoming. Yes. I really do. Just overcoming obstacles and overcoming, being an overcomer. I think this is a great time for a song. We'll play it now.
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through. I'm victorious. What about you? So you guys are getting to see how crazy we are, and this is
a dang morning.
2 o'clock.
Delirious.
Happy delirious. So now he's singing on
it. Whatever time it is.
So you guys listen to our new song, Overcomer. You guys are getting to hear it first right here, live.
I thought the song was playing right now.
Yeah, we're going to let that ride out. So y'all going to get to hear this song. You're going to get to hear this song, I'm an Overcomer. It's going to be on my new up-and-coming CD called Win. And that's what we're doing, you guys. We're helping families and children with special needs win. And we hope that you're winning in your life. Yes. Enjoy Overcomer. Overcomer, and I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I'll give you some quick announcements for the rest of the month. You guys know that I love to sing and use my voice to help those who don't have a voice, and so I'm a part of an awesome band called Noteworthy Live Band, and we do a lot of singing around town.
Shout out to Noteworthy.
Shout out to Noteworthy. And all the proceeds from Noteworthy, I used to help with help fund our giveaway foundation. And so we will be doing a performance at Jazzland Cafe on Saturday, October 20th at 8 o'clock. So I would love to see you guys out. If you love some nice jazz, it's a great atmosphere, and it's an awesome, fun time. And it's really nice and relaxing. And then also, Henderson Haven is having their Halloween dance party on Friday, October the 26th at 7 p.m. And Noteworthy Live Band will be singing there, and that's going to be so much fun. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ready to Win. We are so excited to be able to be live all together for the first time. Yes. Thank you so, so much, Clinton, for that awesome positive over negative segment. We love that. We're looking forward to those on a weekly basis. And thank you guys for watching and listening out there. And we want you to think of booking us for your next conference. We work with churches, organizations, and businesses across the country to raise awareness and to help families and children with special needs. Our motto that we live by is we have to get our kids used to being in the community and our community used to being around our kids. So invite us to come out and be a part of your next event. We love to help educate and train and give you guys tips that can be not only life-changing, but life-saving. If you'd like to book Starfield's music to come sing and be a part of any of your events, all you need to do is go to info@starfields.com. That's info@starfields.com. And we want you to know that we are making a difference in the lives of children and families with special needs. To partner with us and donate today, you can visit our website at www.giveawayfoundation.org. www.giveawayfoundation.org. Be sure to tell your family and friends about our program. We love helping families and children with special needs. And thank you so, so much for following us on our journey. We love you guys, and we are ready to win!
Bye!
Bye now!
I'm ready to win!
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.